Gemara Pehema Beis brings down, Mishnah brings down that Misa of Yom Kippurim Mechaprim Im HaTshuva, Misa of Yom Kippurim Mechaprim with the Tshuva, Tshuva Mechaperis Al Averis Kalois, Tshuva is Mechaper on Averis Kalois Al Aseh Ve'al Aseh. That he gets a kapara immediately. The chamura is sutoyla ad shiyov yom kippurim bichaper. And the chamura is then you have to wait until yom kippur, and then you get the kapara on yom kippur. The gemara sets it up a little bit later on pevav and Morales. The gemara says that that tshuva, there's dalach luka kapara. There's the tshuva is mechaper on asay. And in Zos Misham Arshem Moichel Loi, on Lois Aseh, you need to have Yom Kippur too. You need to have the Kapara with Yom Kippur. That's when you get your Kapara. And Krisus and the Chamura is the Mrs. Bezdin, though that you need to have Tshuva Yom Kippur and Yisurim, and with Chil Hashem, that's only with Misa. So Lamaiso. The Gemara brings down a machlokes when you get to the alois aseh. When alois aseh is considered a kala, one of the kalos, and you have a tshuva right away, or it's dafka with Yom Kippur. so that's the Gemara. Shaila is by the Gemara is going. The Gemara doesn't tell us about shogeg. What's halach of the shogeg? So the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, he brings down Rambam says like this: Shemar Elu HaIkru, remember these klalim, smoich alein, and you can rely on them. Bukesha Adam Shoigeg Ba'asei V'Lois Asei. If a person was a shogeg in a asei or a lois asei, he makes it by asei, he also tshuva, and he does, or he was amazed in an asei, he also tshuva, mechaper le altar. He has a kafar le altar. I mean, the Rambam is working with the Gemara that lois asei does not have a kafar right away, need him kippur. So if you're amazed, it's nafka with an asei. But the Rambam says v'shoigeg also needs a kapara, and that's how the Rambam paskens in Yad HaChazaka. He paskens that v'shoigeg, whether a mezid or a shoigeg, need a kapara. The Ma'aseh of the Mefarshim bring down that could be this is not so pashut that a shoigeg needs to have tshuva. The Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Vayikra maybe it's mashma that you don't need to have tshuva. More of the tshuva on a shogeg. Or an analyst, I say. Because the Ramban is trying to figure out over there what it says by carbon oil of a nirsilu lechaper lov, there's a kapora by carbon oil. The question is, what's it going to be a mechaper for? So Rashi already over there deals with the question, brings on from Chazal that can't be talking about Chavim Yisus Bezdin or chayve krisus because are you on shem omer? The Torah already tells us what the einish is. so elamayis Rashi, and it can't be malchus because it can't be lois asay because there's malchus. Elamayis says Rashi, it's talking about an asay. A carbon oila is mechaper for an asay. Says Ramban, one second. There's a whole chalik of aveirs that you left out. No, that's all. Those einshim. Let's say a loisa say of malchus. That's all amazing. But what about b'shogeg? Maybe an oila is mechaper on a loisa say b'shogeg. You have a chavikrisus has a carbon, but there's no carbon for a loisa say b'shogeg. So maybe the carbon oil is mechaper for a shogeg. It says the Ramban. So he says it could be
that in as much that the Torah doesn't tell us what the einish is or what needs to be done for shaygeg by Lisa, say so it could be enechanami. There's taka no nesias often. There's taka no. There's no chet. In fact, you don't need to have that. That's partial to Chazal that you don't have to. You don't need to have any kapara for a shaygig, a sevelis asay. So the only chet that's left is an asay b'mezid. So that was the only conclusion. That was the conclusion of Chazal, the Taras Kainim, that an oila is mechaper for an asay. But a shoygeg, I say this takano, kapara. there's no chiv tshuva on a shoygeg. So the Archonim Taka bring a raya from this Rambam. The Rambam argues on this Rambam, and he holds that there's no chiv tshuva on shoygeg.
What the Rambam say again?
The Rambam over here says, Rambam says that. He's talking about the chiluk kapara. He's saying that tshuva, that shoygeg, if he's also an asay, but let's say b'shoygeg, he is
right away.
He gets tshuva right away, right? But the main thing, you need a kapara. You have to do tshuva. This is a chiv tshuva. And now in the Mishnah Torah says mefurish that over adam al asay, but let's say b'shoygeg b'mezid chayv or whatever he says. Because also tshuva chayv l'santus. That's his lashon. Yeah, so it could be that's a shogeg of the chamuris. Yeah. So the truth is again in the Ramban, it could be it's not muchach that he holds that there's no tshuva, because the Ramban could say that the Ramban is going after tshuva, as we know that by a carbon. Let's say a carbon chata is a carbon ashram, which is mechaper for a krisis. A carbon chata is mechaper for krisis. It's mechaper with tshuva. Like Rashi says, it's mestama this tshuva, says Rashi. So the kapara of the carbon is talking about after he was lost the tshuva. So could be the Ramban also, when he's talking about the kapara of carbon oil being mechaper for loisa say b'shoigig, it could be he's going after tshuva already. You know, and the Rabban is saying that's partial, that once you have tshuva, there's no menasiyas of him. There's no merchay. So it's not necessarily muchach. But come on, that's the hanocha, that this is some achir neman in the Ramban that he argues on the Ramban. Could be just to understand what the machlokes is. It could be you could say that the pshat is. But the pshat is, let's try to understand exactly what's the aveira, what's the chet of shoygeg. When a person does an aveira b'shoygeg, what's the chet? So you can say one of two ways. either the pshat is that the fact that he did the aveira, he did the ma'is aveira, he ate the. He ate the tarfus. He did the avera. It happened to have been b'shoygeg, but the ma'aseh he did the avera. So the avera was done. It might not be as chomer because it was done without, you know, unintentionally, but the avera was done. Or the pshat, as you could say, that it's not because he because the avera was done, because really he didn't intend to do the avera. The chet is because he put himself into a situation where he was able to be nichshol. You know, a person is able to be more careful. The fact that he wasn't careful enough to make sure that he's not going to come to a situation where he was going to be iver, the avera, that in itself is a chet, and for that he needs a tshuva for. If you look in the Ma'abit in Beis Lakim, it brings down the avera, the chet of shoygeg, as because he put himself into a situation where he could have been more careful and he wasn't. That's taka the chiv of the chiv of tshuva. So you can say maybe this is the shaila, this is the nidin. The Rambam, who holds that even shoygeg nira kapara, he holds that the actual avera, the fact that that he did the Maisa Aveira was done, so that and that so that requires a tshuva, a kapara. So the Rambam holds the same way that by and as we know that there is a musig of an Aveira b'shogeg by Chayvei Chatois v'Ashamis by Chayvei Kristus and Chayvei Kristus Bezin by the Chamuris b'shogeg. We see the Torah says that the Torah says need a kapara. So the Torah obviously is concerned with the fact that the Aveira was done. So what's the difference if it's the Chayvei Kristus or Chayvei Lavin? It's the Maitza of the Aveira was done. So if the Aveira was done, there shouldn't be any nafkamina between what kind of Aveira was done. And even Meshoggi should be Aveira. Even Naseh maybe should be in Yimachuy, like the Rambam says. Even if he did a mitzvah Naseh Meshoggi, then he has to do tshuva. But the Ramban, could be held that Aveira was the fact that he put himself into that situation. So then you could say maybe there's a difference between how chomer the aver is, meaning something which is chayrekuzus chaymusus bezin chilu shabbos, something which is more chomer. So then there's more of a tviya against him, the fact that he wasn't so careful. There is a malkum to say that if it's not as chomer, the Torah wasn't as makvid. Torah wasn't mechayv tshuva in that situation. Okay, that's behind me. There was an aveira. I was mavantel to asay. I should have done this. I didn't do it. Even though it was b'shogeg, but I should have done it. And I didn't do it. So I had to do tshuva for not doing it. I should have put on tefillin. I should have done this. The ma'aseh I didn't do it. I was b'shogeg. I forgot. But the ma'aseh I didn't do it. So I need a kapara. The truth is, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam really is really mavur another nekuda. Rambam is mavur that even though the Rambam holds that tshuva, that you need a tshuva on a shoygig, the Rambam is mavur that there's a difference between the shoygig and a mezid. The Rambam says that by if you do a loisaseh b'shoygig, so then he has a kapara la'altar. But by a mezid, let's just say, the Rambam holds that Nidim Kippur. So the Rambam, you see clear from the Rambam that this that you need to have the kapora of Kippur is about for a loisa say that's only a loisa say be mezid, but a loisa say be shoygeg haka does not need to have you don't need to have Kippur for the kapora and you have the kapora right away. Mashallah, where's the makar in the Gemara for such a chiluk that the Maaseh Gemara comes out that for Eloisa say you need to have a kippur. So I said, and the Rambam holds that for tshuva you need to have a kapara even on shoygig. So how do you know that for a shoygig you don't need to have yom kippur for the kapara shleima? So I saw Bradan and Achrayin, they bring a Makar the Rambam from our Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara says that tshuva is mechaper right away, and asay, and also an aloysa say shenitik laasay. An aloysa say shenitik laasay. So kapshuta, you learn the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that aloysa shenitik laasay is different because I have a way of misaking it, so it's not as chomer as a regular lasse. I mean lois lasse. But the Gevurah Sari learns over here, and he says that when the Gemara says lois shenitik lasse, it's lav dafka a lois lasse shenitik lasse. Even a lav shem b'maisa, if you did a lav shem b'maisa b'mezid, or a lav shebichlolus that they don't have a din malchus. Afilu hachi, I don't need to have him kibbutz b'mechaper. Tshuva is mechaper right away. So you see that you see from the verse that it's totally whether you have malchus, whether the einish is malchus or not. If the einish is malchus, if you have an einish of malchus on it, so then you need to have Yom Kippur. But if there's no einish of malchus, even if it's the same chaymer in the lois say, Allah Hashem Emayis is the same chaymer, or Allah Hashem Echolus is the same chaymer. It just happens to be that in the klolim of malchus you don't get malchus from it. So the Gemara said that even the Slav Shem Maisa, he still got Malkus for it. Yeah. So if that's true, so then a shaygig shouldn't be any worse. So the Maisa, even though it has the same chaymer possibly, but since the Maisa, you're not going to get Malkus because it's a shaygig. So it's a chayr that'll be makar for the Rambam.
Yeah. So it's a Taylor. Well, I'm